Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Monday morning, everyone. China's National Bureau of Statistics today says that China's slower economic growth in the first quarter reflected a still sluggish global economy and efforts to control demand at home. China's economy grew 7.7% in the first quarter from a year earlier, slowing from a 7.9% rise in the fourth quarter and falling short of the 8% increase that economists were anticipating. The Treasury Department today says that foreign demand for U.S. Treasury securities rose to a record level in February. Foreign holdings of U.S. Treasury securities increased 0.3% in February from January to a record $5.66 trillion. It was the 14th straight monthly increase. Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 480,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. The marketing year for wheat begins on June the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 14,781. It's down 83 points. The NASDAQ, 3,272, down 22.5. The S&P 500, 1,577, down almost 12 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Another week of restricted fieldwork will likely occur across the Midwest, but we are expecting some improvement perhaps next week. The storm systems this week will start off rather weak with a couple of cool fronts drifting through the heart of the Midwest and generating a little bit of shower activity and a few thunderstorms. The first frontal boundary comes from north to south across the region today into tomorrow. The frontal boundary will become somewhat stationary across the Ohio River Basin tomorrow. It will see the showers occurring in the lower parts of the Midwest, and at least enough to cause some delay to fieldwork across parts of that region. We may see a little bit of fieldwork take place today before those showers arrive, but tomorrow and probably on Wednesday, we may not see a lot of opportunity for fieldwork across some of those areas. Same is true for the northern portions of the Delta and northern sections of the Tennessee River Basin as well. As we move on into the latter part of this week, a large storm system will be working its way across the plains and into the heart of the Midwest. This storm system will be a lot like the one last week. It will produce a line of severe thunderstorms, some very heavy rainfall occurring across the heart of the Midwest. Missouri, Illinois, the northern Delta, and parts of Indiana will probably be targeted for some of the heftiest amounts of rain, and those could end up producing between 2 and 3 inches, perhaps, and there may be some hail and damaging wind coming with some of the severe weather. The storm system will be fairly quick moving across the region, and it will get very warm to hot and quite windy ahead of the frontal system that will occur on Thursday afternoon in the eastern Midwest. Wind speeds could be 20 to 30 miles per hour, and some stronger gusts getting upwards close to 35 or 40 miles per hour. We'll also see the temperatures work their way into the 80s for a brief day on Thursday, and then we'll likely see a significant cool-off as we finish out the week and go into the weekend. High temperatures behind the frontal system may be in the 40s and 50s in the north, and the 50s with a few lower 60s in the south. And temperatures during the first part of this week are going to be bouncing around a little bit because of that frontal system that's going to come across the region. We'll look for high temperatures working their way into the 60s and 70s across portions of the Midwest here as we move forward through the afternoon today. And we'll likely see that churn around and cool off a little bit tomorrow with readings in the eastern southern parts of the Midwest running mostly in the 50s and 60s. But we'll turn right around and warm it back up again as we move on into Wednesday and Thursday. Now, some of that cool air will not reach the Ohio River and point southward. Those areas tomorrow will probably still be in the 70s and up around 80 degrees. But as we move on into the latter part of this week, that heat will work its way northward, and that's what's going to help to enhance some of the drying rates across the region. and allow for some fieldwork to occur before the bigger storm system arrives. So the bottom line is that there's an opportunity for some fieldwork. It's just not going to be real aggressive across the region. In the northwestern part of the Midwest, we've got another problem, and that's with all the storminess that keeps occurring up there. In parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, rain and snow were reported during the weekend, and another storm system very similar to that will be occurring starting tomorrow and going into Thursday. The two storm systems combined will have produced quite a bit of moisture across the Dakotas and Minnesota. It was substantial snows in quite a few areas. Over the weekend, over 19 inches was reported in portions of North Dakota, and it looks like 6 to 10 and maybe some 12-inch amounts may occur with the new storm system across the region from southeastern Wyoming to northern Minnesota. The new storm system will also have quite a bit of moisture with it, with anywhere from 2/10 to around 3/4 of an inch and some local amounts to 1.5 inches possible with that event. And that will likely culminate in a significant flood event as temperatures get warm enough to melt snow this coming weekend, and the snow melt will likely continue fairly often all the way through most of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers. Pits are open. In Kansas City, May wheat at 738, now 37 3/4, down 15 1/4. July, 743 3/4, down 15 1/2. May wheat in Chicago, 696 3/4, down 18. July, 702 1/4, down 17 1/4. May corn, 653 1/4, down 5 1/4. July, 635, down 6 1/4, now down 6. And December at 540, down 10. May soybeans, 14 14 1/2, up 1 1/2. July, 13 75 1/4, down 4. November at 1225, down 6 3/4. May soybean meal, 398.70, down 150. May soybean oil, 49.10, down 13 cents. April live cattle, well, don't have any of the bids yet. We're still settling in the livestock side. It is a Monday morning. So let's go ahead and get on the phone with Aaron Curtis. He is in out of Midco in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you much. A lot of red on the screen this morning. But you also go look at some outside markets, and they're not doing well either. And we're seeing some strong follow-through on what happened last week with the gold market.
Yeah, gold down sharply on Friday, down almost $100 here this morning. So that adds up to about $150 over a couple days here. So that's kind of keeping some weakness in the grains, too. China's first quarter GDP numbers were less than expected. Also trying to hint of a little better weather pattern next week, kind of disregarding a little bit the cool, rainy pattern we're supposed to see this week. So maybe a little better in the 10 to 15-day forecast that should hopefully allow for some corn planting to pick up. But overall, kind of a negative day, although we are seeing the nearby contracts perk back up here a little bit. May beans actually up to the higher side here a little bit, Dave. So things are trying to recover a little bit in the nearby contracts.
So this afternoon we have NASS giving us our first crop progress report of the week for corn. What do you think it'll say?
Well, I think right around that 4 to 5% area on corn, I think it's going to show something in that neighborhood, not much in the Corn Belt. Most of that's going to be southern areas kind of picking up the pace a little bit. Not going to be too far off the average. Now, it's going to be off of what we had last year, but it's hard to compare anything to what we saw last year. We will see winter wheat ratings probably dip a little bit with the cold weather we saw last week, so that could be a little bit of a market factor, but not expecting too much to show on the corn planting progress, Dave.
Why do you think the front month soybeans are now perking up?
Well, I just think that we're continuing to see, you know, maybe some prospects of a better basis. I mean, if you watch the basis markets and just the processor demand, it's been perking up a little bit, and I think trying to encourage a little producer movement in the front months. We are seeing basis back up to some very historical numbers again versus the May contract, so I think that's offered a little support. So mostly the cash market offered a little support here this morning.
We had news this morning that China purchased a big shipment of wheat, and I guess this is going to go to the reserves 480,000 metric tons soft red winter wheat, but it's not doing anything on the board.
No, actually, acting like the market almost already knew that. We've kind of heard about some rumors of that. They did, you know, have another purchase a few days
last week.
So the market's kind of disregarding that, and you know, pretty weak wheat market here this morning.
All right, Aaron, thank you much.
Okay, have a good day, Dave.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May wheat in Kansas City at 736¾, down 16¼. July, 743¼, down 16. May wheat in Chicago, 696, down 18¾. July at 701½, down 18. May corn, 652, down 6½. July, 633¾, down 7½. December, 539½, down 10½. May beans, 14¾, up a quarter. July, 13¼, down 4¾. November at 12¼¼, down 7½. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.